It's the Jam Catch Up with Janelle and Sam, and today in studio we had Dean Misdale, aka Feminim, aka Adele's best friend, but I saw him first ahead of his starring role in We Will Rock You.
And in the words, according to Sam, we'll be looking at Booby Trap, where that came from. Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Welcome to the Saturday morning show for everyone in Perth. The Jam with Janelle and Sam.
The words according to Sam.
So today, on the words according to Sam, Janelle, this one comes from my son, Louis, 7-year-old boy. Just before he goes to bed, he has a weird habit of, I put him to bed, read the book, sing the song, quiet him down. There's a moment of silence, maybe it's a minute, and then he pops up with the most random question.
Oh.
Just I'm thinking, great, he's gone to sleep. And his mind is obviously going, what are all the things I haven't worked out yet today?
Oh, cute.
And the other night it was, Dad, where does the word booby trap come from? Can it actually catch boobies? I'm like, okay. I'm wondering if he's looking at a bra and going, is that a booby trap?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd look into it.
Wow.
What do you reckon? Where does the booby trap come from?
I don't know. Is it a private appearance of Channing Tatum at a hen's night? I don't know. What is a booby trap?
Well, that is actually, yes,
that's the definition.
Absolutely. That's the current definition in the Urban Dictionary.
So a booby trap is something like a camouflage trap, isn't it? Like something...
A surprise trap,
yes. Mm. As opposed to a trap that you know about.
Oh, there's a trap.
Like marriage. You're aware of the pitfalls.
Also could be referred to as a booby trap.
I don't know why... Is there a boob that's a bird called a boob?
Well, this was my first thought too.
A boob book owl. Boob.
That's the bobok owl. The boob. Well, maybe boob. Anyway, there's the booby bird.
Yeah.
Which is a very large bird.
Yeah.
And what they used to do is, and they sometimes still do, is they land on seafaring vessels.
Oh.
Right? But the thing is, because they're out at sea, you know, they're exhausted, they land on a vessel and then the seaman would just catch them and eat them.
Is that it?
No.
Oh.
But that's what I thought.
Good story, though.
But that's what I thought, too. When
I thought boob was a bird.
Yeah, and that does happen. But no, it comes from the Spanish word, boo-boo, which is for an idiot or a fool.
Oh.
Yes. So it's basically a foolish trap. If you're caught in a booby trap, you are considered to be not the brightest spark, not the sharpest tool in the shed, and certainly in deep trouble.
So we can call April 1st Boo-Boo's Day.
Boo-Boo's Day. That's exactly right.
April Boo-Boo's Day. Nice.
Well, that's it. Booby trap. That's where it comes from. The Spanish.
This is The Jam.
One of my favourite songs of all time is a Morrissey song, which probably doesn't get played a lot on Mix 94.5, but it's a song that's called We Hate It When Our Friends Become Successful. And welcoming to the studio, my personal friend and huge success, Dean Misdale, a.k.a. Feminim.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you are here to promote.
Yes.
One of the biggest things to happen to His Majesty's Theatre this year, mm-hmm. if not ever.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
We Will Rock You, the musical.
Oh, my God.
We open next Friday, March 23rd at His Maj.
Now, this is pretty special because you, of course, your alter ego is Feminim.
Yeah.
And Feminim was hunted by, headhunted, not Safari, headhunted by the producers to play a special role in this show.
Yeah, they contacted me and said, we've got this crazy idea to have the role of Killer Queen played by a drag queen. We know that you sing live. Can we come see you sing? So I invited them along to a karaoke night that I host.
Yes.
And said, yeah, I'll sing you a couple of songs. I got there and they're like, you have to sing Queen for us. And, you know, not being exactly prepared to sing a Queen song threw me off. So I got up and sung We Are the Champions, having never sung it before.
Oh, wow.
Their jaws hit the floor and they offered me the job on the spot.
Amazing.
Do you have a favourite Queen song? I mean, if you had
God,
prepared, I'm not
so
going to ask
many.
You to sing it now.
No. My favourite song I sing in the show is called It's a Kind of Magic. And I do it as a duet with my offsider in the show, Khashoggi.
Is that a character name, Khashoggi?
Yeah, his character name's Khashoggi. Okay. He and I are kind of like the evil dictators of the show. And we sing it as a duet. It's my favourite to sing in the show. But probably one of my favourite Queen songs, and it's not in the show, is The Show Must Go On.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, too. It's such a power. I love a power ballad, especially an 80s kind of anthem.
Evil dictator, typecast again.
No,
aside. Now, interestingly enough, one of Mix's own beloved sons is Blake Williams, who has the lead role.
Blake is, he has the voice of an angel.
Oh.
He's phenomenal. I'm so excited. I was lucky enough to sit in on the audition panel. And when he came into audition, I basically flooded my basement because he is gorgeous and he sings like an angel. It's like does. Ticks all the boxes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, Ben Elton is a
Ben
you
Elton
know,
wrote
friend
the show.
Of the Jam. Is he on board with this one?
He is.
Did he see rehearsals and
he hasn't
help
been
make
to rehearsal, but he is going to be there on opening
of
night.
He is. Brilliant.
So he will be there, which will be very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. And how's his script? Are you loving it?
Well, yeah. It's people think it's a rock musical, but it's a comedy.
Oh, it's a total
so
comedy.
Funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So funny.
Great. Yeah. Well, I'm sure he'll love it. I'm going to be there.
Absolutely. And tickets are available now. And shows have already been added. So tickets are going like
we
hot
added
cakes.
Three extra shows for the first weekend in April. So jump on and grab those. It's going to be a monster.
Absolutely. We will rock you at His Majesty's Theatre. But before you go, Dean Misdale, a.k.a. Feminim, that's your whole name now.
The Jam with Janelle and Sam.
And we are also joined by Dean Misdale, a.k.a. Feminim. You're busy. You're everywhere. Now, this is not the first time we've met. We've been friends for a long time outside of this studio.
Yes.
And you are a generous person, Dean.
Yeah.
You're a giving person.
Oh, God.
You're a person that lends things to me.
Yeah, I know where this is going. Yeah.
So 2.5 years ago, you very generously lent me a dress.
Yes. 2.5 years ago.
I know because it was two fringes ago. Yeah.
We've had you in here a few times. You've always been smiles and hugs. Wow, you are a generous person.
And now, Dean, I can tell you that I'm here to return that gift to you. Here she is, the blue sequin dress.
Yeah, the vintage.
The vintage blue sequin dress. So you lent me this dress.
Thank you.
You lent me this dress for my show 2 years ago.
I do, I remember
it was amazing.
Well, yes.
And the words that you parted her with, with to me, were treat her like gold.
Treat her like gold.
And she has been treated gorgeous. Like gold. She's been hanging in the Thornley dry cleaners for some time.
Oh
like I think
gosh.
they've given me like library fines, but the
reason I haven't asked for it back is because I'm basically too fat to fit in it anymore. So I haven't needed it.
But anyway, thank you for lending her to me. She was beautiful. She was treated like gold. And do not lend me another thing ever because I'm clearly useless.
Sure. Now, Dean, this is a time for you to unload as well.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you have borrowed that you have never or you've taken a really long time
to return?
Because I got a mate, if I lend him a book, I just got to assume I'm never going to see it again, ever again. It goes into his library and I'll ask him, he's like, oh, yeah, that was a good read. He doesn't go, I'll get it back to you tomorrow. He just, that's it, blank, no more book. It just disappears into the ether.
I mean, when I first started doing drag, a friend of mine lent me a dress and let's just say they never got it back.
Oh, no. Is it blue sequins?
No, it's not blue sequins. And that was 12 years ago.
Oh, well, don't feel so bad, Janelle.
That was only a sixth of the time I had your dress.
Yeah.
Janelle and Sam, The Jam. Saturday mornings from 6 on Mix 94.5.